one just has to watch.
No, has to enjoy.
I feel.
Cause is it the same hole?
To get jiggy.
I think they have. I want to know.
They have multiple holes.
I want to know.
Four breasts.
Wait, what?
They have four breasts.
Nah, that's
four breasts or two holes.
Oh, so they have four legs.
You talking about that? Oh, crazy. That's crazy.
So Tommy, look up. They only have the one hole then, but four breasts.
I've started recording, guys. Let's stop now.
Yeah, we're already inside.
No, I just want to be educated, innit?
Okay, so what you want to be educated on, bro?
Like, if one wants to, like, lie down and, like, you get
have
me?
Parties.
And have this, have the sexual something. Does the other one just have to watch, or?
For the conjoined twins?
Yeah.
No, she sticks on a pair of noise-canceling headphones.
Feeling it, but, like, at the same time.
Toby.
Yeah. How does that work?
It's in the same body, like.
One mind, one body.
Yeah, but...
No, two minds, one body.
But it's two different mentals, no?
Bro, let's move on.
Are you going to move on?
Nah.
Bro, please. I think we should move on, bro.
Do they have two legs or four legs?
I've never seen a conjoined twin before in my life.
Really?
Can you check?
No.
I have better times.
In real life?
That's a better time.
Yeah, why are you watching HelloFresh?
Yo,
so they have two legs. It's one hole.
Yeah, just two legs.
One hole, one in us. Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Take the camera off me, man.
No.
Yeah.
Who was he attracted to, though?
The one
on the left or the one on the right?
There's usually one dominant, isn't it?
That's crazy.
But I think if you like a twin, you like the other, no?
But they look the same.
Not really.
No.
If I had a twin, I'll still choose you. Or if you had a twin, I'll still choose you. So, good luck to them. Happy married life.
Yes.
Yeah, no, even conjoined twins deserve to get married as well. Like,
who said they didn't deserve to get married? No one said they didn't deserve to get married, though.
Wait, what are you looking at?
Yo, wait, quick one, yeah.
What are you saying, bro?
No.
Usher said that, bro.
Usher said what?
He did. He said that.
Said what?
He thanked the devil, bro.
Oh.
He did.
You know, that's called a Freudian slip.
You've been watching YouTube, haven't you, mate?
No, he's just educated.
Just educated, bro.
Yeah, go over.
So he said something that was in his subconscious.
Before you start, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to rats. Continue.
That's your boy.
See, no, but you are fighting.
He's made up his mind that Usher is a holy guy.
Usher is sitting
at the right side of Jesus.
Not Jesus. Maybe like John or Paul.
But it's cool. No, I just wanted to say that to you.
Man, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, bro. Anyways, welcome to Where the Head Up Podcast. It's your boy KD
King Grooves,
and we got two special guests in the game. In the building, we have two returning guests. Simba, you've been on how many times?
Twice. This is the second.
No, so it's twice. Twice before,
really?
Yeah,
this is the third time.
Right? One back in the old gaff.
One in your studio.
Oh, Tina's been on bed. Tina's been on bed.
Really.
Yeah. He's been on twice on... No.
It's only twice, it's boys.
Second time. Twice, I think it's twice.
So that's right.
No, this is your third.
This is your third.
I don't remember the first time, so... I don't think it
counts. Oh, man, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Like, that was old man. That was Big Simba.
Yeah. Hey, Big Simba. Hey, relax. Bro.
You're too giddy today. What's going on?
And Jaffa's been here.
He's a resident.
It's all along, like, yeah.
This is resident.
How many times have you been here?
Is like five?
There's a five. I think you might six. Be our highest returning guest.
No, there's probably five full episodes and then like another four like half episodes.
Yeah. Definitely our first like.
These guys are they're kind of like conjoined twins, isn't it?
Join at the hip, yeah.
But yeah, state your name, boys. Let people know who you are.
It's Big Simba. Come on,
yeah. Let's go, bro.
Jafaris. Okay, Uncle Jaffa, no relation.
Every day tagline. Love it though. You have to get that energy. Uncle Jaffa, no relation.
Dave!
Bro, man, that was a bad time, bro.
That wasn't, bro. That was amazing time.
But I was saying to Snow yesterday, it's like, if I got invited to rap again, I know, like some place was trying to pay me, like, some solid money. I'm a rapper again. I'm gonna do Dave again.
So we were saying a bag yesterday, but I feel you do it for five days.
100. A billion percent.
Just because you're desperate right now.
Yo, saying no, I'm about marriage. To get married, so I need to obviously.
Yeah, so you're desperate for money.
I don't like the way you're saying it. That's the problem. I don't love the way you're saying it, bro. It's like
you just need it. You need it.
No, bro. Like,
working to make some more, bro. And he goes, you could say you need it. He goes, you need it. You need it.
No, I'm just working hard to make a bit more, bro. That's all it is. But yeah, no, I'm definitely hopping back in the rap game for $5. What about you guys? Like, both of you. I mean,
how much money?
Bro, me on the mic, never. never. No,
they can't pay you enough.
Enough, bro. Come on, they have to pay you something. That's to be something. You have to have a price. So go back and do an album.
An album?
An album. Yeah. That's a stretch. Hold on. An album.
An album.
$250,000.
$250,000. Even me, I'll do album.
Bro, they, no, that's crazy.
€250,000. Yeah, I'll do an EP. An EP of 6 tracks.
Okay, so okay. Double that, you do that for half a mil.
I mean, you have to be a serious rapper for that, like, time being that. So yeah. You go to the studio, you record, you do the album, then after, you go on your tour.
Oh, bro.
So you have to stop performing.
Like a year, 2 years.
Oh,
that music thing is long, bro.
But you know you're making, like, you're coming out with, like...
No. You know what, I'll do it. 250.
You get the money, like, as in, by the 250, advanced. I mean, as in...
Advanced.
The second you sign, transferred.
Okay, yeah.
And then you now do the album. All costs in relation to that is not your problem.
Yeah, but does the album need to do well?
No.
Don't worry about recouping. Okay, yeah, I'll do it then. Yeah. I don't have to... I can have a different
no
name.
Promo, no. Yeah.
I can change my mask to Tony or something. Then we go up there. Like, nah.
What about you, Jeff? You going back?
No chance, bro.
Money, what's where you...
1 million strong. Let's start there.
That's selling my soul.
Oh my god, I don't want to sell my soul.
Oh, my soul is so delicate.
Oh, my soul will praise the Lord. Relax.
Nah, man, no chance.
No chance.
Like, you see, I think he left rap because he didn't like it. I left rap because I thought shit.
No, but okay. See with Jaffa though. Here's my problem, and it's not a problem, bro. Because do your thing, man. It's your life, bro. Isn't it? Yeah, idiot, bro. Bro, like you, I literally heard like you spit on a track like 2 months ago with the Gliders, like, and you drop on your story every time. Now, yeah. I actually want you to explain it because everyone thinks, oh, Jaffa's not making music anymore, but then we go
Why
on.
Do people think that.
It's the two things are synonymous.
Because
you don't release music.
That's why I said it.
And you said it as well.
Yeah, no, but
I don't release music. But who said I didn't make music?
Yeah, but people assume that because
is that my problem?
It's not. I'm not saying it's your problem. I'm just explaining that those two things are synonymous.
Where are you going with that?
Yeah, no. I'm saying, well, you have said you don't make music anymore. I literally asked you a question. What would somebody be able to pay you to make music again?
I said nothing.
I
got you there.
Yeah, but you're talking about, oh, now I have to go on tour and do all that stuff. Being an artist.
Okay.
The career of music.
Yeah.
No.
But you still make music?
Yeah, for fun, yeah.
Okay. You're pissing me off now.
Is that not allowed?
No, yeah, of course. No, I think, do you know what I think it is actually with humans? Actually, now this is what I've just quickly realized. Yeah, quickly. I think we're comfortable putting people in boxes. Like, I need to know that you're in this space so I can identify you as this.
So you
make sense to me. Yeah. If you're telling me, like, you do whatever, I'm like, no, you have to do something. Like, I think that's what people, that's maybe the issue that people are having.
It is an issue, but what can we do, like?
Have a conversation, mate, about, like, just, like, mate, go back and forth with me, mate. What do we do?
This is the most jarring conversation now to me,
research,
I think people just need to get over it now.
Do your research.
No worries, bro, man. Flip's sake, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, man.
To listen to your research, by the way.
Just rats, bro, what's it says, man. Simba, whatever his name is, Big Simba. But there are so many topics this week, man. Are we going to start with Diddy? Where are we going? What direction are we going today? There's too many directions.
Let's go with Diddy. Because that's the wildest one.
So your man's got raided.
Yeah, and he's in another part of the country.
Do they know where he is?
He's chilling.
Antigua.
He's in Miami.
He's
way to Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Apparently, he came back to Miami to pick up some babes.
he's just trying to enjoy himself.
Oh, because he knows he's going in.
Someone said that he's like chilling because he got consent, so they can't get him on anything.
Okay,
that's what someone said.
Huh? Oh. He got what
consent.
That's why we still saw him in Miami, like smiling.
Well, he used to drug these people. What was he talking about? Like his bodyguard did an interview and said that like they opened the alcohol in front of people, so they know that there's no drugs in that.
Yeah.
But the mixers, they've already put stuff in it. So
damn, that's
so like, there's no consent there. The guy's a scumbag.
No, definitely he's a scumbag. But I'm saying like in the law terms, like maybe they can't get him on anything. Like
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Concrete. Like someone like Diddy is definitely gonna have NDAs,
and he's a fed.
Think about how much Diddy has on like the whole industry, because he's like a party.
Not only industry,
like the politicians
like, and stuff.
But like especially with industry, if he's effed a guy. If he's F,
oh yeah, he did man. Meek Mill.
Like they're not gonna chat anything about
dreams
him.
And nightmares don't sound the same anymore, bro.
Did you see that?
Because he was having real dreams and real nightmares.
Did you see that video of Meek Mill jumping like a
that Jewish billionaire?
Why are we trying to be rappers though? What's going on?
Well, why
are we still trying to be rappers if this is the reality of the industry?
Because the money and fame looks nice,
but the other side is.
They don't. Nobody.
Yeah, but no one really sees
nobody,
the other side.
You see, the issue is nobody sees the other side because we actually don't actually know what the other side is. No one has given us.
I was saying last week. Someone tell us that Kylie
like,
should have.
No
told
one
us.
Has actually given us a clear indication of like, this is from A to Z what I went through to get here. Nobody ever does that.
But is it not that? Is it Rick Rubin, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That all the rappers go to is this birthday party or
where they were all wearing all white?
All white, yeah.
Lots
of mad.
That was sacrificial.
Stuff like that happens all the time. Like you can just read between the lines, can't we?
But like, bro, there's been all white parties here in Ireland, bro. Chuck's head.
We're up in the...
No, but I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about the fact that...
That was DJ Ahmed's thing, isn't it?
You even named the DJ as well.
I'm promoting you, bro.
But there's too many rappers that speak on this, like, even after they've, like, left but the game.
You see, my thing is, yeah.
It's all ambiguous, bro. It's nothing
is
clear,
if you're going to deter the masses.
Have you seen this interview with Lecrae, where he was talking about he was at a party?
And then they're like,
they told him,
were smashing.
1 a.m., you don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And was he there?
He said, I'm a big boy. I've seen it.
But then he goes, he just walked in, saw two guys on the couch going in.
Like, no problem.
And he just turns around and leaves.
Like, celebrity men, like.
George Clooney.
Bro. But it's a bit mad though, like that happens.
But you see, that's the clearest we've heard it, for example.
Yeah.
But like all these other men.
No, but I'm sure people have said you just won't be looking for it. Yeah. You get
fair
me?
Fair enough. But like don't put in your rap and be doing it a subliminal bar.
Like look at what Van Garcia is saying these days.
Yeah, but
he's saying a mad.
He's tripping though.
Apparently, he's backtracking and he has mental health issues.
Why is that? Like drug why is that always psychosis. The thing, though?
Every time
somebody tries to,
the same with Kanye as well. That's
the blanket.
Kanye actually has mental issues.
It's true, but like that man are definitely tripping.
Yeah, they
bro.
Can have mental issues but still know what they saw and still.
No one's gonna believe though.
You know,
they will say the foundation is that you have mental health issues. So everything you say after that is
like it's like Kanye West like. He says a lot of stuff, like maybe like 30% of what he says will be actually true. Then the other 70% is like, what are you talking about?
So you need to literally wade through shit to find the truth.
Yeah. Like, Kanye's thing is different, bro. Like I think if he's genuinely a genius, then what he's doing is like...
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is, though.
Yeah.
You don't think he's a genius?
I think he is a genius, bro.
He's a musical genius.
Yeah, people are making it seem like he's a genius in the sense of how he presents himself. Like, that's all a front because they will... No, I don't think so. I think he's probably on the edge most of the times.
Yeah, I think he's going through some stuff.
And the problem is, like, he's not even coherent. Like, when he'll string a long sentence together, you literally need to write everything down and pick up a dictionary.
Yeah, but you know the way we talk about these celebrities, like, we know them.
I swear.
We're
not with them day to day.
I know, but like,
we just know them off of what we see.
What else?
Like, someone might call us now and say, we're not coherent.
but this shit might be a little bit accurate.
and that's fair. But I we can only judge people based off of what they give to us or what they present
maybe
themselves
just don't
as.
Judge at all.
That's very valid. You know, but like, I guess I'm not judging, just questioning certain actions.
It's just an opinion.
Yeah, having an opinion
like,
on them.
Okay, back. So back to the Diddy thing, right? You see when someone like
Diddy, yeah.
Say again, bro.
You like Diddy, yeah?
No, I don't like Diddy, bro. Nah, I've never been.
But <What a love. laughs>
So you know what? He had a banging song with Philip and Chris Brown, bro. Back in the day.
What song is this?
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Really good one. Yesterday. It was actually more or less a Chris Brown song.
He had one with Diddy, was it?
Yeah, when he was Diddy Dirty Money.
Everything he's titled himself as well.
It's so slow.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy.
Puff
Daddy. I won't lie, his last project was called.
He had the last project.
Yeah, I think it was like Love or something. Was it like Red? Like a Red.
I haven't listened to a project for me.
I haven't listened to it. I've never listened to a Diddy project.
Really?
That was my first.
I don't think I have. Yeah, I don't think I have.
No, I have. I used to bang out Diddy Yard.
You used to what?
What, bro?
Fire and brimstone.
Fire and brimstone. You used to what, my bro?
I used to listen to a lot of...
Hey, yo.
P. Diddy.
Hey, yo.
P. Diddy as well.
Puff Daddy, bro. Yeah, he has some money. Then, like, you know, he was called Brother Love for a while.
Yeah. This guy,
bro, what kind of love was he giving us?
He's playing a trick on us, bro. I'm certain of it. Here's my thing, though. He's seen, for example, Harvey Weinstein get grabbed. He's seen Bill Cosby get grabbed. He's seen all these men.
Epstein,
all these men, they're getting grabbed. R. Kelly, that he would at least have...
They had relations.
Yeah.
What's that black one's name, the old man?
Bill Cosby. Yeah, he would have seen all them men sort of get grabbed. And I'm always questioning, like, okay, if you saw all your counterparts get grabbed,
I'm gone.
Do you think that? Don't you think that your day is coming very, very soon? And if your day is coming very soon, won't you just like delete
think,
all
you
the?
You don't think like that.
It's like drug dealers. It's like drug dealers. Like,
yeah,
you'll be like, I'm not gonna get caught. You got caught. I won't get caught.
Arrogance. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too smart for it.
Yeah.
What unveiled all of this? Like, we've always heard about P. Diddy and his parties. Everyone people say, don't go to P. Diddy's parties.
Cassie, yeah, it was Cassie.
Yeah, that was
where T.D. Jakes was involved, wasn't it? That's when they got T.D.
That was after.
Yeah, T.D. Jakes was involved.
T.D. Jakes is involved as well.
So that guy is weird as well.
Yeah, they called him a power bottom.
My last name is weird, though.
Speculation. They called him a power bottom.
Ah, flip sake. Jesus.
But he's been to parties, though,
isn't it? Yeah, I think he's been to one or two parties.
You think he's seen
maybe to evangelize, no?
Well, if Lecrae...
Bishop T.D. Jakes.
If Lecrae has been to some of those parties and seen some stuff, it wouldn't surprise me if Bishop Jakes has been to the parties.
Because even as stuff. He has industry friends as well.
Even Creflo Dollar as well. That man.
Creflo as well.
Creflo, man. I've actually never listened to a sermon of Creflo in my life.
I used to back in the day.
Very money.
Prosperity.
Yeah, prosperity. Yeah.
His surname is Dollar. He has to live up to it. Like.
Creflo Dollar. All right, what else happened? I think there's a good few things that I actually can't remember like anything. I think we were talking about a few. Okay, let me start off with me, anyways. My dad came.
How was that, bro?
Bro, so yeah. So I'll explain it, bro. 20. It's funny, boys. I don't get what's going on.
Bro. Open up.
Yeah,
bro.
Talk
to you're good, bro. Open up.
Yo,
safe space.
Yeah, no. So it was his birthday. He's 60. And
Happy birthday.
Boys,
why are you laughing?
Nah, this man. Don't make any ad-libs. I don't want your ad-libs. Bro, especially
I'm
you,
with
bro.
You, bro.
Nah, you're not with me, bro.
Did you get my...
You know what I say happy birthday to my dad? You don't even know him, bro. I don't even know.
It's respectful to this guy.
I said, don't tell my dad happy birthday.
Did you get my name?
Bro.
He just showed up.
Showed up, bro. So I finished from the
wait,
toilet.
Wait, he came up on a random thing.
Yeah, sorry, no, I just washed my hands, come out of the toilet. I looked I'm heading towards my living room. I see my dad there. Like, I'm like, oh, hey. And he's like, hey. Like, it's very, like a very awkward interaction. I shake his hand, like, it's a story. And then my brother comes out. Everyone, all of us is like, yeah, like he's here. Like, it's just, so then he's just around, he's sitting around, and we're all looking like, we're all of us, you know, like the whole family just kind of look at each other like, Like, what's he doing? And then he's like, hey, I'm back. Like, he's back with like his birthday and stuff like that. It was like he was around and everything. We didn't know when he was going back. He just came with a bag.
Did he actually buy like an open ended ticket?
I don't know. No,
did Mumsy not know?
She, like, he had said a time ago that he's going to come. But she doesn't believe. He said that for 25 years.
Is that what you mean by time ago?
No, like a couple months back.
He's been saying it.
Yeah, like, I'm coming. So.
I'm not even laughing. Tommy's laughing. I'm like,
he just asked a great question.
What did he say?
The question you just asked.
Yeah, no. He's been, like, obviously he's been saying that over the years, bro. You know that, bro, personally, because I've told you.
No, but they don't know. We're talking to them.
Yeah, it's calm, bro. Go on, bro. And then, you know, so then, then he texts my mom that he's at the airport. And she goes, oh, mad. And then he got a taxi. So I'm outside. So she went downstairs to get him. And the bar was in the toilet, so I just came out and I literally saw my dad.
What's funny, bro?
But yeah, no. And then like, obviously, you see Smiley. And obviously, Smiley's massive. So he goes, bro, like, he looks like me, like, almost like in awe. Like, his body, like, he looks great. And he sees John, and John's looking great as well. And you never send it to me. And then, and then I just, like, I joke because I goes, oh, dad, you never, like you like John's body. You like, and he goes, no, you.
Forget, you didn't even have the word. You play your
balloon. Yeah. Yeah, blue. What's he looking like, though?
He's massive, mate.
Yeah.
No hairline as well, bro.
No, as in massive, as in like round.
Yeah, it's round, bro. Oh, definitely. Round, yeah, round. And then he, so he's eating. So my mom like gets him food. Everything like this is such a weird experience. He's eating food, and he just says to my sister, he goes, "Mercy, give me salt." Like as in my mom's rice. he got my sister to get him salt in the hand, and he's like dropping. My mom's sitting there like, wait, I just made myself. You're telling me that
you're disrespecting my food.
Yeah. Damn. And then, so the evening comes, and then she's like, white rice. And it's like, the white rice we have is like, it's not long, it's long grain. The other one is basmati, right? That's a slimmer one. Yeah. Long grain is like, so he goes, he just used it. He goes, even rice, woolly. He does, what type of rice is this? And my mom just looked at him like, you. So,
he was trying.
Yeah, no, he had a very kind of like no self awareness vibe to him. Like, bro, you're not here to just come and demand and make those demands.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Was this your first time seeing him in 25 years or?
No. No, he's definitely not been popping in and out. We went to see him last time, mad. Which was about 10 years ago.
And that was, wow.
That's the last time you saw him?
About 10 years ago.
Yeah. I wonder what came over him to come, like, out of nowhere to, like, that day.
He's 60, bro.
He's reflecting.
He's getting old.
I think he's getting old. So then I took him out to Nando's, and he's like, I was like, oh, what do you want to eat? He goes, just get me juice. I was like, flip sake. So it was there, and then I was like, we were like, my little brother was just sitting there on his phone, and he goes, Dad, why did you not grow up with us? Like, random. And my dad goes, yeah, I don't understand. And so he's trying to start explaining why he was never around. And some stuff sounded a bit valid enough. As in, not to be a... Like, as in, he had some... There was certainly circumstances. And I do, like, from his timeline, I think there was a time where he was genuine. Like, he genuinely wanted to make things work. And a time where it's like effort, like, do you know what I mean? Chasing the money. And but I felt sorry for him at the end of the conversation because I was like, this man has been chasing the wind for like 4 decades. Like, he's been chasing money. Mm-hmm. And now he's 60 and he's like, guys, I'm tired. But then here's the problem. He sits down and goes, I know I made some mistakes, but move on.
Man said, get over it.
And I'm sitting there like,
those are like fighting words.
Very much. Do you know what, John? I said, look, so I hadn't asked him many questions before, and I was just sitting there like, yeah, okay, cool. So tell me about this. And he's telling me about this. But then when he said, move on, I said to him, like, wait. And he's trying to raise his voice at me. I was like, no. You're going to be quiet. I had to, because you're not talking to a kid anymore. Yeah. I goes, relax. I goes, you don't ever get to tell us to move on from what you did. You don't have
the ability
to do that. And we had to, like, me and Smiley just, like, told him, You better not. Like,
we're going big boy. We're going to knock your head.
Big boy is it? So we let him know. We let him
I'm the daddy now.
Yeah, what? Honestly. Literally. And then, bro, he was like, start stuttering. And I was like, but like, we're not beefing. It's not like we're genuinely over that thing.
Yeah.
But you don't get to tell us.
To move on.
To move on. You don't never tell us. Do you know what I mean? That's not your place to do that. So after that, it was calm after that. We were like, I think he started reflecting and writing like letters and stuff.
Everyone was there?
No, when he got home, like started writing.
So that's where you got it from?
That's how we got my mom.
No, I'm saying that's where you got like
writing letters.
Yeah, but that's actually how we got my mom as well.
But like, that's normal back then.
Yeah, actually, there was no text message. Yeah,
no phone.
Yeah, so yeah, he's like, and then the next day he
left.
No. The next day he tried to talk to my sister, and she let him know. Tried to talk to my little brother again. He let him know. Smiley let him know. We all just let him know. Like, and I think he sobered up. It was quite arrogant at the start. Sobered up a little bit towards the end. And then, I gave him a lift to the airport. And then, he was just telling me about the bad boys in London. It's such a random chat, bro.
He probably didn't know how to approach the situation as well. That's why he just came with that, like...
Yeah, I could tell he didn't know how to... He was, like... All his advice was, marry well and do the right thing. And I was like... I think he's trying to talk to himself. Mm. Or trying to talk to, like...
He's giving advice he wished he took.
Yeah, do the right thing, and it's like, don't marry a Yoruba woman. And then what's talk about my mom? You say my mom is an amazing woman because see these Yoruba women, they will put jazz on you. because that's why I'm happy. You are with the Ghana. Yeah, it's good. It's such a backward mindset, such a backward mentality. Like your boy it was very interesting, and I was watching him so closely to see what do I have from him. Do you know those ones? I'm looking at him like, what do you do that I have naturally? Yeah, and then we were asking like, because we had to confront about his mistakes. Like, how did you make that mistake? Because we want to know, because probably we might have those tendencies in us. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know what I mean? And he was just telling us like he was just chasing
a
better life. But then chasing a better life, he never got a better life. Do you know what I mean? So, and he's 60 now, and he's like, I have seven more years. I want to retire. I want to just rest. It's like, yeah. And he's like, I felt bad for him then. I was like, you have not lived life at all. Because you chased something that you never achieved.
That's deep.
Yeah.
So are you, is there room for a second chance from you?
100%. But I think you more so be my kids, bro. Like, Kevin Hart said that, I don't know if I said it on the pod, but Kevin Hart said with his father, because his father was never in his life, his father has a second chance of being a father with Kevin's kids.
Yeah.
I was like, when I have kids, for sure, like, you better be around. Like, that's your chance to be a dad again. And but with me, I'm an adult, like, you know, you can't father me. Like, you can't tell me anything, bro. Like, he was trying to get people to give him a lift to the airport. Nobody. Mom turned her phone on airplane mode. She wasn't on the airplane, boys. So, I mean, Smiley was like, I'm going to meet him. Nobody's like budging to him anymore. So, I don't think he has a chance with us. Too tough. And that's just unfortunate. But and there's no love lost. It's not like we're like angry with him. It's just like...
It's timing.
You might not hold it now. Yeah, you know? Wow. Interesting.
Did you get emotional at all?
Never, bro. Not once.
I think you're past that.
Past that stage. Maybe 1 week, like 3 years ago, might still be a bit.
How do you think Mercy?
My little sister, she's grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think she has the boys. She has us around, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're brothers. We're not only brothers. Like, we're like fathers to her. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, she does feel a void. Obviously, every girl's gonna feel a void of not having a father around. But like, we try our best, like intentionally, to be like.
Yeah.
Do you need, like, what do you need? So she's like, she has everything that she needs, and that no fella is like,
exactly.
You know those ones?
Yeah.
I never had my dad around. Daddy issue,
girl. Why is this such a big issue in our community?
Daddy issues.
Daddies leave a lot. But, like, I guess the only stories we'll be really privy to is ours, so. We hear it constantly.
I'm sure there's bare Indians that their dads aren't around.
Why you go to India?
I don't like you. I actually don't, bro. I don't like you.
He said our community. Indians are not our community. Yeah, so but, I have to go to another community.
No, like, if I look at like people I know, like the Indians, the Polish, the Romanians, most of them, they have like four parents around.
Yeah. But you don't know a lot of them. You know more black. So you know more stories of black people that their dads are not around.
What are the chances to be a black person? That
Pavel's dad wasn't around. My mate from secondary, his dad wasn't around. It was his mom that was picking him every day.
His dad didn't go to the shop and never come.
No, his dad wasn't around. Like, it wasn't in the family unit.
He was in Poland, bro.
It wasn't in the family unit. Yeah, but
he didn't leave them. He didn't go to buy milk and just never.
Never came back, bro.
That's what happens in our community a lot.
Bro, but that was snapping, bro. He saw like we had a you know the thing at the back of the head. You know those little like bumps.
Yeah.
He like the last time he saw me, he was snapping at the fact that I had it. So obviously I had some cream to deal with it. So, this guy put his hand at the back of my head and did this.
To check.
And I
bumped
it. I was like, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you, man? What are you doing with me? And then he goes, what's that scar on your head? And I goes, bro, I got beaten up for about 6 years. Why are you asking me questions if you were around? What are you doing, mate?
Oh my god.
Do you ever watch that scene in Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Did you cry when you
watched
that?
Yet? No, I didn't, bro.
Why,
bro?
Bro,
I tried to get an emotional moment out of
me.
I cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
And I have my dad around, so like, I can imagine what it was like for you.
No, I think there's moments like, and it will be so random. It's different moments where, like, if I see a dad with his kid, and it's genuinely like caring for his kid.
Yeah.
It just warms my heart and it also like creates that void. I'm like, oh, like I wish. And the way it warms my heart is like, I'm gonna be that for my kid by the grace of God. And the other hard word is like, it's like, ooh, you never got that. But it's called, and then I see some men like, that have grown up with like their father and the mother in a healthy household. I'm like, not envious. Envious is like sort of word, bad word for it, but like, I wish that was, because I can see how that made you a better like man and a family person, and so those random moments.
But some people have both parents and they're finished, like.
That's still bad, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just.
I know. There's one girl I was not even trying to. I was like sort of discussing about her issue with, and she told me that obviously she had a madness, bro. I'm talking about like dominating conduct.
Wait, Leinster.
Say? Oh, she's dominating. Okay.
Connacht, Leinster.
Oh.
She gets around.
She just hasn't done Ulster yet. But she's done the counties, bro.
She's getting
the provinces, bro. And I'm like, so my first question is like, oh, like, talk to me about your family background. She said, yeah, mom and dad were home. But I said, Jesus Christ. Hey!
So you can't be the home.
This one is new territory.
Was it a healthy home, bro?
No, you know, just, like, she told me that house grant. It's nothing to do with a household. I'm thinking, like, okay,
so it's just in some people.
Yeah, bro. I just think some things are just, like she's, here's my thing, though. Hear me, though. Someone like that, great for the kingdom of God. Because she knows how to deal with territories.
She gets around.
She gets around.
Evangelist, bro. What are you talking about, my bro? What are you talking about, my bro?
It's true, though.
That link is insane. That is an insane link.
Most time it's them lot that when they convert, oof.
Crazy.
They're fire.
They win souls.
You convert, they win souls. God must be real.
They have 10 mansions in heaven waiting for them.
Yeah, no, it's bad. But yeah, that's my dad's story.
Did he say if he's gonna come back or
no? I dropped him to the airport, and yeah, man.
Is he gonna be there on the big day?
Yeah, no, yeah. He's like, that's what his sort of focus is. He's like, oh yeah, bro. Let me know if you need support for your wedding. We ended up on like good terms. Like it was calm. Whether he's gonna come back, I don't even think my mom too tough would be on that, bro.
Yeah,
still late, like he's 60, like she's lived most of her life like without him, and she's grand.
Yeah, she's grand. But here's where I do get emotional, because like all the kids are gonna leave.
Sure, but not soon.
Well, soon enough. Like, you know, so everyone's gone.
Beloved
aunt. Yes, yeah, she's on her own. That's
would you
the
live with mommy? Would you let mommy live with you?
that's a crazy Wait, question.
Anyway, live with mommy. Yeah, I won't live with my mommy.
People do that, bro.
I won't live with my mommy.
If she was like really old. Big enough
crib, like.
Yeah, maybe if
she was really old and she needed help.
I won't see for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Be on the other wing.
Yeah.
Other wing. If you had a mansion, would you not let your mom live on the other side, no?
Not yeah, an Irish mansion.
She can come through.
Yeah, you're right.
She can come visit. Why would you want to live with your mumsy? I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Like, live for good.
How do you guys feel about, like, nursing homes and that?
Because
that's the only. That's no, the only but
those are actually really important questions. Because yeah. you may want
hard hitting questions.
Yeah, bro. Because you may want that.
I know.
No, you may want. Let's just.
I wouldn't want to put my mom in a nursing home.
No, she wouldn't want to be in a nursing home. Trust me.
Yeah,
bro. Those places are like
people are getting abused.
Yeah.
Just the depression of being there by yourself.
Yeah.
Being abused. They're abusing grandmas and granddads.
Yeah,
bro.
Like the staff.
Verbally, physically.
No, I'm talking about physically.
No, as in they're getting hit. Like
okay, that
around.
Kind of abuse.
Yeah, no, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You never know. To
be like, I was
bro,
scared.
People have sex with dead bodies. So what do you think someone's not gonna have sex?
Not granny, man.
People are fucking in this
these
world.
People, bro.
No, listen.
No, but anyway, back to the question.
Some people are like, yeah, they're alive.
Hey,
do you know what I mean?
Rakata.
Bro, if people, you know those three guys that got convicted in Selbridge for arraying a 6-year-old.
Damn.
Yeah, no, some like again, some of those
that's
no,
sick.
No, it's 6 months like a baby. Like.
6 months.
Oh.
Wait, 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, 6 year old too is bad, but 6 months. Ay, ay, ay.
So a granny is like
no, when people are sick, they are sick. They're just sick.
That's
the foreigners.
That's stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think when it comes to obviously putting parents in those type of homes, in like, if God forbid, you know, when like this stuff like dementia and stuff like that, and like Alzheimer's, like all those type of things, when that starts to develop in those times, you kind of like to take care of them in your household while you are raising your family, you know, it could be very difficult sort of thing. Sometimes it's actually like the best thing to do for your family. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Like if your mom was complete, God forbid, you know, but if someone's parents were completely sane and they had the options, like, hey, you know, if I ever get older and I develop like this way, I want you to put me in a nursing home because I would want you to develop your family. Yeah. Like, I think my mom would have that mindset, but it would just kill me to ever yeah, put her in that place.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what I mean? That's the sort of,
I
yeah. Since we're slightly deep, well, a little bit deep, I'm like, I've always thought, now I've thought like, God forbid, right? God forbid, you know, anything happened to my dad, for example. I have no clue of how I would react. Zero clue. Like, I know, even think about my mom, I would be like, you know, you're
having
this,
but like, you're like, tell, oh, yeah.
But I have no clue how I feel about this. Like, I don't know. I'm like, because it's like, have you ever heard of, you heard like, oh, two kids in the UK died. And you're like, oh, that's sad,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you hear that, oh, someone's going to die today. Like, we all know that people die every single day. Mm-hmm. So you know someone's going to be shot dead today. You're like, oh, that's sad.
Niggas die every day.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you don't have any sort of attachments. But I don't know. Maybe I could be like very hard hitting by that. Or maybe I'm just like, who knows, you know?
I think a lot of your feelings are actually dormant.
Yeah, dormant. That's probably the best word. Yeah,
do you get what I'm trying to say? So like, you can't actively predict how you feel just because you don't actually have any active feelings. You're probably feeling a lot of like indifference. Like,
yeah.
It is calm. It's not like either way. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. Do you get me?
Yeah.
But that could waken something up in you.
Who knows? Do you get me? Yeah. Sure. Anyways, back onto lighter stuff. Getting to a little bit of music. Yesterday, FOHP was really, 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 like really good. I thought it was probably one of the best in terms of like musically.
Yeah.
Concerts I've been in a long time. I've not been to many great concerts in such a long time.
That whole culture has like really died down. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Just like in the in our community.
Yeah.
Obanla.
Is Obanla still going on?
I think it is still going on.
Yeah. But I thought the tour was great. Like, Snow said that's real music, or that this is music, isn't
it? I just said it to say that I haven't listened to music, but you man are taking it in a
I'm not taking it anyway.
I don't have an opinion. I just said
this is music because arrangement. Well done, boys. You guys killed it. Well done, boys. Yeah. Really good arrangements. Right. That's all I meant by it.
Indeed,
Sammy. I think. Sammy MD. Sammy
the legend.
So he's a bro. He's like I said to him after. I goes, bro. I could tell you put your foot into that like 100%, and he took his time with it. You could tell because the arrangements was just so. Really, really good.
And intentional and like.
I have a question for you though, bro. Like, you see, you playing obviously all that time, especially the last set.
Mm-hmm.
But you wrecked, bro.
Well, yeah.
How many calories did you burn?
2,000 yesterday.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
2,000.
I just seen you, bro. Like, because one time they were trying to do the arrangements. Guess.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, and then you get like a burst of energy again. And it's like. I can imagine like playing for that long.
I feel like in moments like that, especially during praise medley, you need to know when to calm down.
Preserve
your energy.
I knew the song, so I was like, okay, that one is going to take a lot. Let me just relax on this one.
No, because you're a heavy hitter as well.
Yeah.
So like playing on drums very hard and, you know, for that amount of time.
I think the set that was actually the toughest was Becca's.
Yeah.
Becca's set was very tough.
I wouldn't imagine so.
The reason is right. So, with all the other stuff, it's like dawn. We know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Becca. So what happened was
she to stop.
No, she sent us a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Bare songs. Uh-huh. Not many, but songs you already know, right? She comes at sound check, and she just fills it up. She goes, "Hey, let's not do that." And damn. She rehearsed 3 songs, and she goes, "Okay, we're good."
Yeah.
She goes, when we come on stage, we'll figure it out on there. So everything that you saw was free flow. Only the first like 5 minutes were structured.
Don't you
enjoy the free flow?
I enjoy the free flow, but the problem is, it's like,
but then
you have to be alert.
You need to be in this place of focus if she says come up, I'm immediately.
You haven't played free flow like that in a minute as well, isn't it?
Yeah, bro. In time.
It's not even like that.
It's not even like that. The structure in our church is structured.
You know,
obviously, you know, we have a click track. Like, the track finishes.
They were playing it last week.
Yeah. Addition with Papa's music, we had that for some songs. Some songs require that. So, you do those things.
Yeah.
But then some songs just.
Yeah.
And you just flow.
Good to go, yeah.
You just flow.
It's the spirit there, boys.
What's this? What's wrong with this game?
Someone said the spirit wasn't there. Who said that?
It's
another spirit filled atmosphere.
There was no spirit there.
No, I'm asking, was the spirit there, boys?
I was.
I think it was.
You laughed.
It was. I was worshipping.
Thank God, man.
I think
like obviously some sets was just like performance.
Yeah.
And some other were administration.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Do you have any special guests from the UK?
Yeah, Becca. Becca Fox. The one I was talking about.
Becca Fox.
I was talking about Becca. Rebecca. Becky.
Oh, where's she been?
Let's not talk about people's lives.
I'm just saying that.
I remember Treasure Unraveled.
I think that still happens.
That's
10 years deep now.
Yeah. Every year.
What a guy, man.
What a love. What a man.
Any stars?
I think the biggest person to come out of that is probably Gwen.
No, it's Tolu.
Tolu, yeah. She won it.
Yeah, but the biggest person to come out of here and stay in it is
gospel, yeah. In terms of gospel
scene.
It's true. Aurelia won. The first year, I think. Aurelia won the first year. No, second year. I think it was Rebecca that won the first year, Aurelia won the second year.
What about B? Did he do it?
Who?
No, he didn't.
He would have won it.
We don't really like continue.
Because the adults...
I was going to say what he said last time.
They don't like...
You don't like men leading you to a place of worship where you're connected to God.
Nope, I never said that. I just said when I'm in church, I prefer to hear like
a woman sing.
Same thing.
What's the difference?
I just think women sing better than men.
Is that true?
That's my own.
Have you heard Benny Worship?
Benny.
Yeah, Be Humble.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't hit the same way for me.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Why?
I just don't know.
Like, you don't like men taking you to a place of worship?
No.
That's what you're saying. No.
In music in general, I listen to more female singers.
Mm. Okay. Well, okay. Then, in the context of the church, the word. Would
anyone?
So you don't mind anyone taking them? But
it's just the music. Music is personal. You get me?
I hear you, bro.
That's interesting, bro.
I hear that. I think it's interesting because, like, I would think that if you're just a good singer and anointed, that would take. Emphasis on the good. I don't know where we got into this.
I think there are more better female singers than there are men.
I agree.
So
it's always hit or miss. So, like, when I see it, I just tune off.
Do you think the singer has to be good to take you to that?
Yes.
We need excellence.
Yes. That's why I don't like
God. Him. God is excellent. So why are you wayward?
So the spirit can't just be.
Spirit can always
Someone's doing worship. They're playing the keys, and the person coming in another key, and they're singing for like that for the other song. Can you get to a place of? Can you connect?
Well, if the spirit's there, like
God is a God of excellence.
So when the singer's bad. The spirit has never been there for you.
It also depends.
I really can't connect.
Like, what's bad? Like, what are we saying bad? Is
off
it,
key?
Yeah, off key is like...
Oh, is that what I'm saying?
That's terrible.
Well, bad, because like, we're like musical and we know when someone's off key.
You just
they won't be able to
tell. I also think like, everybody could tell when someone's off key.
Some people can't tell. You're acting as if you didn't come from African church, guy. And all the artists will be rolling on the floor. Come on, my guy.
Do you think that's just for you guys, or the spirit's not there in general?
Once someone says, was the spirit there? Was the spirit not there? I think that's two different things. Well, it is two different things because we're talking about what we're conflating is, was the spirit there, and did I feel the spirit?
Yeah,
there's two different things.
Yeah, I guess so.
The spirit being there is guaranteed. If God's people are there, then the spirit is there. For the problem,
just
there.
About if you caught, onto
if you
it
caught
or not.
Onto it, and if you were able to sort of like
connect
to the tangible, like I think the way the Spirit of God moves is like, it's like the more we adore Him from a place of like sincerity, the more He reveals His essence, but then like you feel it more, like the more. He reveals, we're like, oh, geez, oh, he's here.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't matter if the person's on key or not, though. Because the person could be genuine, but they're just not great.
Yeah, but then...
And then the person could be amazing, and then they're not genuine.
Yeah, but if you're in a place of worship, for example, right? Mm. And you want to connect to whatever's happening in the room, right? And you hear somebody sing, like the drummer is offbeat, the keys is playing whatever... And then you're not even able to connect because you're distracted. Your mind is not connected to one thing. So I think when we say like, oh, the spirit wasn't there, it's not that the spirit wasn't there. It's just that we weren't able to connect to that because the minstrels didn't enable us to. And I think
that's their job. In
essence. That's their job. You're supposed to usher us into that place. If you're bad at what you do, then it's going to be harder for me to connect in that place. Or maybe I have to find a different way to connect.
So how do you tell somebody who feels like God sent me here? Even to sing, talent is not there.
God didn't send you.
No.
God didn't send you.
You don't have to. You can't say that.
Take them to
lessons. Like, yeah. Get them some lessons and let them.
You are trying to sing, but you can't sing.
Like, because look in the Bible, the person that praised God the most, David, guy was excellent.
Yeah.
God, when he played, praise because he was excellent.
Demons fled.
Yeah.
But so you, when like, you.
You must.
You verse them.
You think God's version of excellence is our version? Do you think God was hearing David thinking?
No, obviously, God looks at the heart as well.
Mm. So David could have actually just been average.
What
does excellent mean to God is what I'm asking.
It wasn't average.
What excellent means to us, I imagine to God, it means a whole lot more.
Yes.
I'd imagine.
Okay, sure.
This guy's he always like looks for holes in your.
No, I left it there.
Like I shot him.
Yeah.
No, Miguel.
Yeah.
And I think music is an incredibly important part of our church experience. And if that's not good, it just sets the foundation for what that service can be sometimes.
100%. If the worship is bad, bro, I don't, like, pastor, I don't even want to hear you right now, because I'm
like, have you even seen some of those pastors that they can also sing? So, like, when the choir sings, they just come in and sing.
I've seen some pastors like, you don't want to usher the depressors. The choir, they've sang worship,
they've sang offering, they've sang special number, not sing.
Do you know what, like, so, like, I'm always thinking about it in a church setting. It's like, there's always a structure, right? It's always like, you got to do like the three songs or the praise and the worship. Like, you've always got to do that in order for, then the pastor comes on and there's this. And I understand structure, but I think structure is very important. But I think that we're always so stuck in a structure that kind of like, we become familiar with things. Like, he's going to come up and he's going to do the thing before that, and that's going to happen. So we know what's going to happen, so we don't connect to what's happening. But like, in college, my youth ministry lecturer every week changes the table settings. So 1 week we're all facing each other, another week we're facing him, another week we're facing, like, it's a U shape. He's doing all different, and he has bowls with different sort of like sweets or different sort of foods in the bowls each week. And I'm like, why do you do that? Because I want to constantly engage you, and whatever I'm doing is going to be in relation to the sermon or the teaching. But I know you're going to be engaged because you're curious as to why does this look different this week?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I think church services should be like that.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to, like, we know, we come there, you shake people's hands, you meet, you know, they'll tell you to meet people for 5 minutes, you talk to them, you know, you do whatever it is, and it's like, it's structured, and we get it, it's cool, it's good to be structured, but also, when it's too structured, it can become predictable, then people can disconnect easily.
But then in terms of church, what would you, like, how could you make it different for it not to disrupt the flow?
I'm not saying, like, do what my lecturer did every single week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying, like, you know, change it up every single week, but I think there should be even periodic changes, like, or even just, like, seasonal, like this season we're going to be, like, and I think some churches do quite well, like, we won't meet this Sunday, for example, we'll do hangout in house, people's houses and stuff like that. You know, different things that just sort of make...
Instead of Sunday service.
Yeah.
I laughed. I don't know what church would do that.
I'm actually thinking, so the idea of structure and it being the same all the time comes from us humans needing to have control.
Yeah.
Could that point to a lack of trust?
What do you mean by that?
A lack of trust in, like, God's ability to make this work.
Yeah.
If you think about it that way, it's probably a bit extreme, but...
Yeah, but okay. So on one hand, you have structure because you need to control the service.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Which is,
but like, I think the structure is so rigid sometimes. Yeah. Like
where we were yesterday.
Yeah.
Where we were yesterday. Obviously, the guys who were manning the cameras and stuff, like the MC. Sorry, I don't know the guy Tony.
Yeah, stage manager guy.
Stage manager was like 5, 4. Three. I was MC. 2, 1. Turn it on. Off you go. And he's like, perfect. He's doing his job. And I've gone on there. 5 minutes, you're off.
Yeah.
And then you guys come on. You do your set. And so, like, that's cool. But then the only person that had the free flow was Becca.
Yeah, she changed whatever she wanted to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she was still in the confines of the 25 minutes that she had.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, cool. Have your structure, like, okay, guys, we're going to do church for 90 minutes this weekend.
Oh, what happens?
What happens in that 90 minutes? It could be fluid, you know? It doesn't have to be, like,
that's true.
Rigid, you know? All the time, at least.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Who's that gospel singer that she was in worship and then somebody started singing along with her and she told them to...
Kim Burrell?
Yeah. What's that about?
Wait, what happened?
She was in church and she was singing... some worship song,
yeah.
And then one of the BBs just jumps in, and she basically
tells
you, like, hey, chill, I'm in the spirit.
Yeah, I'm in the spirit. Yeah, you're taking me out of the spirit. Yeah, you're taking me out of the spirit.
But like, she was singing.
I seen a video. Yeah, she was singing bad.
Juma was singing terribly.
Yeah.
You need to add that in there.
That makes sense.
Accept it. She was singing terribly.
Shut up.
I seen a video of a pastor. I think was preaching or some, and the keyboardist was playing something.
Yeah, it's Nigerian pastor.
Yeah,
he said you're not in the spirit. You're not where I am.
Think about a damn cell.
You understand. The way he went about it could have been different. He shouldn't have said it like in front of the whole church.
Yeah.
But he told the guy to get off the keyboard and brought someone else to play.
Yeah.
And then but he later called him back though. He told him to pray.
He said, I've examined you in the spirit. And you're thinking about you're not here. He said you're not in the spirit.
So I hear it. Just the way he went about it was a bit off.
Yeah, I do think, and not speaking specifically about that pastor we just mentioned there, but I'm saying, I think sometimes when you have a microphone, yeah, it gets to your head. And I'm not saying everybody, I'm just saying it can. If you are in charge of a group of people for a very long time, and you're big, and they sort of like see you as the ultimate head, you know, then you can like
just say anything.
Yeah, you can say anything.
Yeah,
and so that's why you hear like I don't know. I always found it like weird when I hear like pastors say like, "Get off my altar," or like, "This is my house."
Yeah,
I'm thinking like,
no, it's not.
It's not your house. No. You're the steward. It's not your house. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like I think it gets to your head when you have that for so long, and that's why you have people just speak like disrespectfully to people who are trying to help. Like, that woman had a good heart. She wanted to help the woman sing, but that Kim Burrell does not need help in singing.
Do you think she was helping or she was just singing along? Like, she just praising as well. Like,
yeah.
Okay, here's my thing.
You can praise and pull the mic.
Here's my thing as well. It clearly wasn't.
She was singing into the mic.
Yeah, it wasn't structured because no one else picked up the mic to sing except her. There's other BVs there.
She wanted to shine.
Was she a part of the congregation?
No, she was like one of the BVs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's just like, if no other BV.
That makes sense.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. You're talking about someone in there.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's mad. If it was someone in the crowd and she told someone in the crowd to shut up, that's wild.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, if it was that.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Is it?
I can't tell her to shut up.
Is it?
Yeah, no.
Crazy.
Boys, talk to us. What are you here for?
I just wanted to chat to the boys, like.
Yeah. Simba, me and you've been obviously having a little bit of back and forth.
Really?
Not even back and forth, bro. You've been just talking to me and I'm not responding to you.
You're talking to yourself.
Yeah, what's your beef with me, bro?
Wait, bro, I have no beef with you, man. I love you.
Oh, same, bro.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know what this is.
Bro, just talk to me, man. Go on, let's get some content out here, bro. Let's get some content.
Master
going, bro.
Abuse me.
You're just a troll. Man. You're actually a troll.
I'm not a troll.
You are.
I just speak my truth, and because I heard that the truth will set you free.
Are you living in freedom?
Yeah, I'm living in freedom all the time. What did you hear that I said about you? Come on, talk to me.
Nah, bro, you're always coming against my music opinions. Like, even Prod Solo, I just get
my music opinions are kind of whack though.
Because Prod Solo's been at me for a minute, and he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna come on the pod and teach you real, like, talk to you about real music."
Prod Solo's
like,
funny, man.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, fair enough. Like, I have my opinion. And here's my thing, right? It's like, fair enough. You have your opinion. It's probably a good opinion. It's probably a right opinion. I don't give a rat's about your opinion, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna have my opinion. And it's gonna be my opinion.
Okay, what's one opinion that he has that you don't agree with? Let's go there, bro.
Said Usher is the GOAT. I don't believe Usher is the GOAT.
But that's sentimental.
I don't even give a rat's, bro.
Who do you think
if he's the GOAT or no? He said Chris Brown.
Wait, the GOAT of all, like, R&B or like
Mike?
Michael.
Of course.
Well, you disregard Michael.
No, I've never disregarded Michael Jackson.
I've never heard you speak on Michael.
I have spoken
without saying though.
Well,
MJ
doesn't.
MJ's not relevant though.
What?
It's not relevant anymore.
Yeah, because he's dead.
He passed. So
was that funny?
No, it wasn't funny, bro.
So because he's his death makes him a legend, so he's no longer
the conversation.
Conversations.
But like in the guys that are alive, I don't really honestly, your man, he's a human being, man. I only worship God. Usher, I do think he's a legend in R&B for sure.
Yeah,
is he the most talented? No, Chris Brown. I think I've always stood on Chris Brown is more talented than Usher.
I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever heard this.
Say it again.
Chris Brown is more talented than Usher. I'm impressed with Baby Witness.
Off mic though, this is the first time.
Whereas Usher, I've always stood on. I think Usher's a better entertainer, performer, / vocalist.
Well, I agree with that.
Entertainer, performer. I agree with vocalist. Yeah, for sure. Auto-tune are debatable.
Auto-tune?
I said the auto-tune are debatable.
which is fair.
Should I tell you why I respect Usher? I think Usher sometimes has a better grasp of either the genre he's doing. You know, like when Chris Brown goes on Afrobeat. It's Chris Brown on Afrobeat.
You hear Ruin.
And then we now heard Ruin. And it's just like, Usher became what he needed to become for that genre.
But I don't know if that's a good thing.
You don't think it's a good thing?
You should be able to be you on whatever it is. I thought he was himself.
I think it was a version of himself that was suited to that genre, which is good. He still did his runs.
Yeah,
the Usher.
Yeah, it was very Usher on that song.
But like his performance of that
away from Chris, like Chris.
I think Chris sometimes is himself, but then the version of himself that he is sometimes.
I'm hearing the African accent of Chris.
Like,
sometimes.
You see, when it comes to R&B, when it comes to R&B,
give it over, mate.
Usher, yeah, it's better than Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Chris Brown stepping into all the genres, come on.
I don't disagree with that, but electro music, rap, okay. So when we talk about like say house music, is it house or pop, whatever. When Chris Brown did Beautiful People, that was beautiful. But then Usher has bangers like DJ Goddess, what like that was heavy in the house. In that electro space. Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
So then I guess my debate there is that Usher can do it too. I think Chris Brown does it better. But Usher can do it.
Remember Usher had that album where it was just all those Utus music.
It didn't age well.
It's like it's rubbish. Chris Brown, a lot of those songs you can still listen to them now.
When I ever talk about Usher, I'm talking about Usher all the way to Here I Stand,
and he stopped there.
That's like after Confessions, he had one more good album.
Which one is that?
Here I Stand, which had like Love in This Club. You know, it had a few like Trading Places, Moving Mountains.
Yeah, Moving like, Mountains.
Is he a Christian?
Moving Mountains. That's a bad boy track.
I think they're in around there. When he got to Raymond versus Raymond, where he started doing like OMG and stuff like that, that's where I said he lost me. I don't advocate for Usher after 2010.
So you only advocate for Usher on like what? Four albums.
My Way, 8701, Confessions, and Here I Stand, right? But see those four albums.
There's two classics there.
There's two classics. I don't think Chris Brown has the classic that Usher has.
So which one 14, is the classic?
He's 14X Platinum. Usher.
Does Chris have more hits than Usher?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. What matters more?
Because
it depends.
That's what I'm saying. I've never argued Chris Brown's volume. He's always had more volume than Usher. And till this day, like Chris Brown could drop a banger today and we'll all bang it out. But when it comes to like, when you look, not bang it out, bro. So, yeah.
I wasn't even a white man.
He was smiling. It's on camera, bro. He was smiling. I swear, I didn't say anything. But like, I think when you go for what Burn is to R&B, what Confessions is to R&B, what My Boo is to R&B, I think they hold the heavier hitters than any of Chris Brown's classics. And that's what I said. Usher beats Chris Brown in classics. Chris Brown beats Usher in hits, I think. And if you disagree, I don't give a rat's.
So what's the point?
Like, what other R&B classics have there been after that Usher run from other artists? I just want to...
There's not been many.
Yeah, so I just think R&B just fell off.
Heavy.
Sorry.
I agree.
So it's an issue with the genre itself.
Yeah, I think it's just the genre itself.
Tank, no? I can make you love me.
Tank is a goat as well.
Did you listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
R&B money.
R&B money.
R&B money. It's sick.
Nah. What's that? Yeah, you're right, probably.
LMA, was she R&B?
Oh, yeah.
She was.
She had a hit, no?
No, there's definitely new R&B.
I didn't classify as R&B like
no,
that.
No, she is.
That was R&B, though.
Yeah, no, like Summer Walker's R&B now.
Boot Up, Trip.
LMA.
R&B has changed.
It's changed.
The sound has changed.
And my problem with Usher now is Usher can't. There's no he hasn't been able to adapt to the new sound of R&B, which makes
and he did try and he failed.
And I think,
is he a good artist then?
I think Usher's a good artist. Yeah. I don't think he can.
If he can adapt to the times,
just not a relevant artist.
For example, do you guys feel like Beyonce has adapted to the times?
I believe so.
I feel like she's part of creating the time.
Yeah, right? she forges the path.
Oh.
Let's not say that way. She's sitting on the top. That's why it looks like that. But she kind of does what Drake does as well. Where like
she released a whole country album.
You find something that's working somewhere, and then you kind of bring it into the mainstream. Do you get me? But that's not actually creating that. That's not the one, but she would usher it in. Yeah, I mean, that's what Drake does.
Remember that time when she released tickets for a concert with no promo?
That's my alarm. Your arm.
She released tickets for an album with no promo. a concert with no promo, no nothing. And that was seen like, oh my God, wow.
And then
Drake did it like maybe a year or 2 years later.
I
don't think anyone has done
even releasing it. Like, she released the album.
Was it Lemonade, the way she released Lemonade?
It wasn't Lemonade.
I think it was that.
Lemonade. There was the one before Lemonade. I remember because I was in college and I didn't go to school.
I think I was in college as well. I remember.
I didn't go to class.
Just dropped it.
Was it four?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't four. It was after four.
The one that had Low Down to Put.
It was before.
The one that had Drunken Love in it.
Yes.
What's it called? Beyonce.
It's called Beyonce. 2014. Lemonade came out 2016.
That album. She just dropped it. Not the content.
And before that, everyone's doing a bad promo.
That's how many people drop the album since then.
Like Metro Boomin and Future.